Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, coming to you from the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. Joining me today is Steve Swanson, who's in his 15th year as head coach of the UVA women's soccer team. Steve, welcome back to the podcast.
It's good to be here, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
ACC tournament starts Friday night in Greensboro. Virginia plays North Carolina at 8 o'clock. In the first semifinal, Florida State takes on Notre Dame. All four teams are ranked in the top eight nationally. Does it seem crazy to you to be 17-1, ranked number four nationally, and be the number three seed in your conference tournament?
It does, but that's just the nature of our conference. I mean, I think it's such a quality league from top to bottom that the biggest difference is there's no easing into the tournament.
Right.
I mean, you're into the semifinals already. So we only have four teams in it this year as opposed to eight last year. And so we have to be ready from the get-go.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. The ACC has drastically different formats for its two soccer tournaments this fall. The men started last night with 10 teams. On the women's side, only four teams qualified for the conference tournament. Was this something the coaches talked about and wanted? Were you guys behind this?
Well, we've been having discussions about this for a long time, how to do the tournament, what's the best format. Obviously, we're trying to get as many teams into the NCAA tournament as we possibly can, and I think that was some of the impetus for trying this particular format this year. I think time will tell whether it sticks. I think that there's an advantage from the sense that we have more rest time during the regular season, which I think is a big factor. It was something we looked at very carefully because of the quality of the conference and the games and those kinds of things. But I think with the caliber of teams in a 14-team conference, it's tough to only have four of them, especially when you look at the winners over the last 5-6 years. I mean, the winners have come from the 5-6-7
seeds, so
it's not always a top four. So I think time will tell, and I think we're excited because the one thing I will say, I think this tournament has a real Final Four kind of feel to it.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
yeah, I was going to say,
we're happy that we're in it and happy we have an opportunity here in the semifinal against Carolina.
For many, many years, North Carolina was the standard that other ACC women's teams measured themselves against. It had to feel strange to go through a regular season without playing them.
Right. It was.
Due to ACC expansion.
I think personally it was, because I think over my career, I think the last 18 years, we've always played Carolina.
Yeah.
Even when I was coaching at another institution prior to coming to Virginia, we played them in those years. So it was very different. We were glad that we have the opportunity here, because it's always a good game, and they bring some things to the table that are just unique in our game. And so you have to prepare. You have to prepare well, and your players have to perform well in order to win.
Your team's goals every year include winning the ACC championship, but this is a tournament that also has major implications for NCAA seeding. If the NCAA tournament field were announced today, what seed do you think Virginia would get? Where are you right now?
Well, it's hard to say now, because I would have told you yesterday we probably would be a three seed, which means we're one of the top 16, but we would only potentially host a first round game. With some of the results yesterday in conference tournaments nationwide, we could have moved up a little bit. But I think you have to be careful with all that. I think it's just really controlling our own destiny. I look at it, we have a chance this weekend to become a number one seed.
Yeah.
And that's what we're shooting for, and it's in our control. And I think that's the way we look at it. So we've done very well at Klockner, and so we're trying to position ourselves to be in the best possible situation we can be going into the next phase, which would be the NCAA tournament, without looking too far ahead.
The ACC announced its awards this morning, and Virginia led all schools with three players on the all-conference first team: Morgan Bryan, Danielle Colaprico, and Mackenzie Doniak. You had on the second team Emily Sonnet, on the third team Brittany Radcliffe. Morgan is only the fourth player in program history to be named first team All-ACC four times. just in general, what about the impact of those players this year on the team?
They've all had tremendous years, and I think they're very deserving. For Morgan to get that and really playing only half the ACC games is pretty unique, but shows her quality. I think Danielle's had a fantastic year. I mean, I think she's one of the best players in the country, without a doubt. If I was a professional coach, I wouldn't hesitate to pick her first. She's that good. In the first round, I should say. And, you know, Mac's done what she does best. She scores goals. And she scores goals in big games. And I think Emily doesn't get the credit she deserves. I think she's a big part of our success over the past few years since she's joined us. She's taken up a new position, never played in the back, and to me has been the top defender in the country the past 3 years. So, you know, I think our team's done really well, and I think the votes and the way that things turned out is really more of a statement to how well our team has done this year than anything. And we talk about that a lot. We're happy for our players, and I think all of the team kind of takes a little bit of credit for the recognition individually of our players. But the main focus and what we've always tried to instill in our players is the value of doing well as a team and achieving our team goals.
And Brittany gives you another weapon up front, I know. So teams cannot just
focus
on McKenzie.
Yeah, Brittany's really a dynamic player, and she's very dangerous. I mean, and she's one of the best competitors I've coached. You know, she's quick, she's fast, she's gotten a lot better with the ball at her feet, and I think she fits into our system really well. So I think she's been a good foil for Mac in many ways. You know, I guess in baseball, she's a good, she's a good number four. Mac's a good number four hitter, and then you have Brittany right behind her. Yeah. So if you don't pay attention, she's going to bite you as well.
Danielle was also named ACC Midfielder of the Year, which is a new award. She could very well graduate as the school's all-time leader in assists. I interviewed her yesterday, and she said you sometimes tell her to be more selfish and look for her shot. Could she have scored more goals here if she was wired that way?
Well, I think so, but that's who she is, and I think she's such a big part of our team. I think she's capable. The thing about Danielle is she's very capable of scoring in many different ways. She's a good header of the ball. Mm-hmm. She's got a great strike with her right and left foot. She can take players on 1v1, and she can serve a great ball, which is evident by all the assists she's had. So I think it's just trying to get her aware of certain situations where, because of her athleticism, because of her change of pace, and because of her ability to strike with either foot, I mean, that's probably the best option for us to score. And so it's just getting her to recognize those situations. I think in the past she used to defer. Mm-hmm. But I think now she's much more – the onus is much more on her, and she's taking more responsibility in those situations, which is what we want because she's so good.
You have never had a losing record at Virginia, not even close, really. But the past four seasons, including this one, have been especially successful. The Hoos finished 17-5-2 in 2011, 18-5-1 in 2012 when you won the ACC tournament, 24-1-1 last season when the team reached the College Cup, and you're 17-1 this fall. Is it just coincidence that those are also Morgan Bryan's 4 years at Virginia?
Well, obviously Morgan's a big part of that. If Morgan were here right near sitting beside me, she would say the same thing. It has been a reflection. I think those records have been a reflection of all the players mm-hmm. in the program. She has certainly led. She is certainly an extraordinary talent, the likes of maybe we won't see for a long time. But I think that the culture that's here now, which she helped ingrain, as well as all the seniors in the third years, I think that's a big part of it. I think the caliber of our players and their talent overall, their work ethic, and the way they play together is probably the biggest thing. I mean, we have a group that has bought into the team concept, and over the past 4 or 5 years has really it's all about the team, and it's not about individuals. And I think with the talent that we do have, I think that attitude right. and that culture has made the biggest difference. And certainly Morgan's been a big part of that.
As most fans know, Morgan has had to juggle schoolwork and soccer at UVA with her appearances on the U.S. national team this fall. For the next month, though, she can focus on college soccer. How much do you think that'll help her and the team, just her being able to lock in?
Well, I think it'll be great for us. Yeah. But I think for Morgan, I think it's you know, this year has been so good for her as a player in so many ways. Right. And I think we tend to forget that. I think Morgan has benefited from the times that she's been in with the national team since the beginning of this year. And I would even say, even though we missed her during that month of qualifying and some of the other weeks where the camps have come, she's come back playing at a higher level.
Right.
And you can't discount that. And so the players, our players, deserve a lot of credit for keeping the momentum going while in her absence. And she deserves a lot of credit for actually getting better in those camps when she wasn't getting as much time as she maybe would have at Virginia. So I think it's the best of both worlds for us. Our players have managed it extremely well, but I think the assistant coaches have been fantastic as well, just dealing with the time away, myself and her. And so I think for us heading into this postseason and just taking one game at a time, you know, there's a lot to feel good about, and we're playing some of our best soccer right now, which is the most positive aspect of this.
Not only does Morgan play on the national team, but as you alluded to, you are one of the team's assistant coaches, which means you've had an extraordinarily busy fall. What's the experience been like for you? And I'm guessing it's not an assignment you would have taken on if you did not have full confidence in your staff here.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I think the fact that this happened 2 years ago with the under 20 team and I was gone for a month in that stage, I think Ron's a very capable coach. I think he can be a Division I head coach anywhere. He's that good. And I think he's done a fabulous job, but the strength again of our team is everyone. Mm-hmm. And I think in Jaime and Carrie, we've just got a great staff. They've all been head coaches at one level or another, and they know what it's like. And I think we haven't missed a beat. And I don't think for sure I could have done this or even asked Virginia if you didn't feel confident in your staff, which we do. And the players, I think the players more than anybody, and I think our assistants would say this, deserve all the credit. They've been fantastic and have been very focused, even with the two of us gone. So I think we're all excited to be back together again. I think this is an amazing environment for all of us. I missed it. Morgan missed it. And we're excited to be back and looking forward to continuing to get better.
For you personally as a coach, just being around different players, elite coaches, I'm sure in terms of your professional development, this has to help, doesn't it? You come back to Virginia with new ideas and...
Well, yeah, no question about it. I think that, you know, when you apply for a job, when I applied for Virginia's job 14 years or 15 years ago, you want to show that you're qualified. And I think that I'm the kind of person that I want to show that I'm qualified every single day, mm-hmm. that this is not something I take for granted. So anytime I have a chance to get better, any chance I have an opportunity to learn, to educate so that we can bring that back here, I think that's very important. And been very fortunate to work with some great players. I think it's helped me develop as a coach. Mm-hmm. I think it's helped develop our program and the players that are in it. So I see it as a win-win. I'm just fortunate I'm at an institution that values that as well. And they're allowing me to do this is something that I don't take for granted either, and I appreciate very much.
When we spoke in early October, you were not entirely satisfied with how your team here was playing, but you also said it had the potential to be as good as or better than last year's team. You still feel that way? And how far has the team kind of come over the past 4 or 5 weeks?
I do. I think we've certainly evolved as a team. I think we've meshed some young, inexperienced players alongside some very experienced returning players. And so that was always going to take time. But I like the way we've come together. I think we've actually, believe it or not, scored more goals this year than we did last year in potentially less games. We've scored in more a variety of ways, more variety in terms of our scoring. I think we're a bit more athletic. We're certainly more competitive in some ways. We're better in the air. Now, are there still some things that we can certainly get better that we could match what we did last year in terms of our ball movement things? Yeah, I think we're still improving in that regard. But I think in a lot of ways, our best performance is still out there. And I think it's nice because you can see that coming a little bit more. As coaches, we can see that coming a little bit more. So hopefully we've saved it for the best part of the year.
I saw some attendance figures the other day for men's and women's soccer. The women drew several record crowds to Kloeckner last season, but the average attendance at your home games is actually higher this year than it was in 2013. How big a home field advantage has Kloeckner become for your team? And I mean, how comforting is it to know that you may have an opportunity to play multiple games here in the NCAA tournament?
Well, that's really the goal, and we kind of saw that take shape last year and how important that was. But the community has been fantastic. They've, over the course of, I'd say, the last decade or so, they've always been supportive. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. This has always been a soccer town. I come from Detroit, and that's hockey town. I always consider Charlottesville soccer town, but they've always been great fans, but it's been nice to see this evolution over the last decade of more and more fans coming out, more and more fans appreciating the style that this team plays. And I think it's been a huge part of our success. The size of the field benefits us and the style that we play. We like to get the ball down on the ground, mm-hmm. and move it. And so I think it's very difficult for teams to defend us in our stadium. But if you add the atmosphere and what the fans bring to the game, I mean, it's a tough place to play, and we really relish that fact. So,
good. Well, Steve, I know you got stuff to do before you hit the road this afternoon, so I'll let you go. Thanks again for stopping by. Good luck in Greensboro and beyond.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Fans who aren't planning to attend the ACC tournament can follow the Friday night game on ESPN3. The championship game is scheduled to start at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and it'll be televised on ESPNU. The NCAA tournament starts Friday, November 14th, and runs through the College Cup, which is in Boca Raton, Florida, this year. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check virginiasports.com for schedules and updates on all 25 of our teams. And thanks for listening.